Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on, Bob, visit us. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. And then again, it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, and his guest tonight, a future NFL Hall of Famer, Jarre Evans, who works with the Saints offensive line.
Well, if Philip Rivers came back to play, can we get Jarre at guard? I mean, maybe get, you know, boy, that's when you get spoiled. When you get the likes of like a Jarre Evans and Carl Nix.
Bob, we ain't going to see a tandem like that again at guard.
No, we had best duo guards, and then we always had an unbelievable center.
Yeah, Jeff Fain to start off.
The only one was like
– Delapuente.
Delapuente from Cal, then the guards covered his behind. But then you end up with the trade with Jimmy Graham, Max Unger. I mean, Max Unger
may be the best I've ever seen in a Saints uniform.
And he still could have played. You know, Mike, he kind of retired. And I don't know. That's crazy because he's not like Samoan or anything or Hawaiian. He grew up in Hawaii, but he went to Oregon.
Yep.
I guess his dad might have been in the military. I don't know the background on that, but Max Unger, you know, looked like he'd be from the Midwest. Oh, no, I'm from Hawaii. You know, so he probably said, okay, I've made enough money. I've played enough.
Crazy thing.
I wonder if he's living in Hawaii now. That'd be interesting. Max Unger, find out Max Unger living?
Think about the run Seattle had, and they trade him, and they never could run the football again the same. And then Max was here, and what happened when he retired? And Eric McCoy's a really good player. But, man, it took the Saints capital to trade up for Eric McCoy. But, man, Max Unger, he was something special
at that center position. And we need stability. I thought the offensive line hung yesterday. But I thought it would take me out more than anything because I like the game to be moving. They called too many damn penalties. The officials called 20 penalties.
They wanted to be involved in the game.
Now if you jump off sides, they got to call that. But they called 20 penalties. This would be bad for us. Now, remember I told you 9 penalties or more 100 yards? Well, we had 9 for 78. Carolina had 11 for 103. So it kind of almost a wash there, but that's the difference. You know, it's a touchdown, and we won by 3. Carolina shot themselves in the foot with all them damn penalties. 11-103, but what's amazing, if you watch Thursday Night Football, I said this on the post game last night. Oh. I don't know how Atlanta.
How did they win that game?
Had 19 penalties. 19 penalties, and they won. You should lose by 2 touchdowns. And stuff.
And they had them. Tampa Bay had them.
Well, they were up by 14.
And could not put them away. And Kirk Cousins, again, going up against the Bucs secondary. Okay, he can't move much, but, boy, can he sling it.
And you know who you get when you're playing the Saints now? You better be up by more than one score. Because you know who's coming up big? Is Tyler Shuck.
Yep.
Man, we got to get some T-shirts out there like, shuck yeah. You know what that really sounds like, though? Like, shuck yeah. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Okay, Bob.
Shuck yeah, and all that.
To answer your question, Max Unger is back in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He is coaching the offensive line at his alma mater. at Hawaii Prep Academy.
Well, I guarantee their offensive line is awesome. They got to be. Everybody, well, they'll look who's Max Unger coaching. He got to have linemen. Let's give him a scholarship.
Bob, the crazy thing is he retires, and I'm going to the press box one day, and guy turns around. He was like, Mr. DeTillio. I was like, yeah. I didn't even recognize him. He had lost like about 80 pounds.
He's got like Alan Faneca.
Alan and him both lost a ton of weight.
They're running marathons and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I can walk a marathon. I mean, I can go for long walks, but like for 24 miles. When you talk about like, Joe Hilgenberg was like that. He wasn't the biggest alignment. I never forget this. I'm going off on a tangent now. We did a fishing get together with Stan Brock. We were on the Columbia River in Oregon. And so, you know, you're meeting your old teammates, the Saints alum. We're all hanging out. We're going fishing. We're going fishing the Columbia River for salmon and all that. And so you introduce, see Stan's brother, Pete Brock, who played with the Patriots, and all they got all these NFL people. Then all of a sudden, I'm shaking hands with everybody, and I go like Bobby Hebert, and this guy tells me Joe Hilgenberg. I go, what? And he was about center. I had my hand up his behind, and I didn't even, like, recognize him. I mean, here's a center. It's like, Joe, yeah, I said, if you go in a bar room right now and you tell anyone, yeah, I played offensive line in the NFL, they go like, yeah, right. Dude, you're not even 200 pounds. How do you? He was the only one I know that would do the weigh-in, because you get fined if you're overweight every Friday, and you wear these girdles, you know, kind of like a glorified jock strap, you know, like a girdle. And he'd be the only one like Ironhead, Craig Hayward, like you get fined thousands of dollars if you're overweight and all that and you're trying to make the weight. Well, Coach Moore, I remember telling Joe Hilgenberg that, look, if you're not weighing at least 250 pounds, I'm fining you. Now, this is all NFL offensive linemen. It's still like in the late 80s, early 90s. So he would put weights in his girdle to get that extra 5-10 pounds, so he would make the weight limit so he wouldn't get fined because he was underweight. So that's when I saw him, I couldn't believe it. I mean, and what I always liked about Joe, he was one, remember, he was into, you know, he liked adventure. His brother was Jay Hilgenberg. Remember when the Bears had those awesome teams, Monsters of the Midway, he was the center. His brother was a lot bigger than him.
Yeah.
You know, University of Iowa and Iowa Hawkeyes and all that. But Joe, when he was finished playing, he got these, like, historical, like, biplanes, almost like the Red Baron, you know, like World War One, and, like, and fly those things. And so he was, like, a real, like, an intellect. I mean, that's like, you know, when you think about, like, I'm going to be a pilot. And I remember when he got his license, I'd go fly around the Lake Pontchartrain at Lakefront Airport and all. I go, I'm not going up with you, Joe. I don't trust you. But I view you first as a football player, not necessarily like the pilot I want to go up in the air with.
Bob, before we go to break.
Why did I start talking about that? Who knows?
We'll talk about Max Unger.
Oh, yeah, Max Unger.
That led up to Hilgenberg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the things today that happened, the Washington Commanders have shut down Jaden Daniels for the rest of the year. Marcus Mariota will be the starting quarterback. I think they're trying to protect Jaden Daniels from himself.
Oh, without a doubt. They're not going anywhere. And they did beat the Giants without Jaden Daniels. So, The Giants were a whole lot better, seemed like, when we played them than they are right now. Now, they never really been that good. They fired their coach and everything.
And at times, though, Jackson Dart shows it, but then he got knocked around yesterday again.
Jackson
better be careful. Hey, I'm just telling you.
Jackson Dart been in the blue tent more than any player ever. I think he's going to set a blue tent record. No, he's in the blue tent every game. Look, because he doesn't play smart. You know, oh, that's the way I play him around. Well, then you're going to get knocked out. You're going to get knocked the you-know-what out. I mean, come on. Jackson Dart, you got to be smart in that if you want to last. You remember RG3 was NFL Rookie of the Year with the Redskins, the old Washington Redskins? He wanted to play, remember, through the knee and Shanahan and all that. And they were up on Seattle and they lost in the playoffs. And if you don't play smart, I don't care if you can run, you're not going to last. So Jackson Dart needs to learn. I think Tyler Shuck, he would take coaching. It's good, great that you can run, but he could take to that liking. You know, Mike.
You know why? He's been hurt twice already.
Yes, you just have to
play
smart.
For some guys who's not been injured or seriously injured, it's different. Man, I'm kind of Superman until you get hit at this level.
Well, and I wanted to bring this up by Tyler Shuck. And what's awesome about this is that remember how Spencer Rattler would be within one score? We'd be so close, but so far. Boy, you know what goes a long way? If you get within one score, then you come back and you win. And you have
those
comebacks.
That's what they remember about you.
Oh, and the coaches always. And all the teams that don't take. So you look at Tyler Shuck right now, has recorded two consecutive game-winning drives to lead the Saints to comeback wins. That's two more than Spencer Rattler had in his 14 starts. And as many as Derek Carr had in two seasons with the Saints. So Derek Carr, with the Saints in two seasons, had two. Tyler Shuck's already had two. You know, and it just it don't matter how you went. You know, you line up for a field goal or you get a touchdown, that game-winning drive to win the game. So I'm very encouraged by Tyler Shuck. To me, we got to get the pieces around him better. We got to get the team better.
Got to get a running game because that would help him more than
anything. All running backs
are
hurt. They all hurt.
I get that. So you're going to have to do that next season.
Right, okay, if we draft in 10, 11, or 12, can you draft
Jeremiah Love.
Oh, yeah. Or is he going to last that long? I mean, I don't know. Like
normally running backs. Now, yeah. Last year, Ginty was a little. He went a little earlier.
With the Raiders,
but you think about Bijan.
Yes.
Jamar Gibbs went either 11
yes,
or 12.
Yes, look what he does to the Lions.
And some teams have this kind of mindset.
Okay,
I'm
I got a question
a
for you. Okay, well, when do you think he's probably going? Maybe around 10-ish, around there?
He'll be in the top 10.
Okay, so if the Saints have an opportunity, now we have more than one need. If the Saints have an opportunity to pick him, would you pass on Jeremy Love? Come on, Mike.
Hell no.
Okay, you'd take him. Good. No. And Tyler Shuck wouldn't be against that.
No.
Because we've invested in offensive line.
And go now, get me two veteran offensive guards. Do not use another high pick on an offensive lineman. Go through free agency and bring you in two veteran offensive guards that can start for you from day one. That's what I would look at. And then I'll fill around with wide receivers and tight ends and maybe another edge rusher. But for me, I am not going to pass up
well,
at that point would maybe be the best player on the board.
Now, I know Charlie Long, he wanted Warren, the tight end.
Yeah, Tyler was,
But wait, Charlie, maybe Juwan Johnson is turning the corner. Boy, did you see that, you know, he joined yesterday an exclusive group in the process, becoming the third Saints tight end ever to record at least 60 receptions in a season, joining Benjamin Watson and Jimmy Graham. So I'm telling you, Juwan Johnson, he's been more trustworthy as of late.
Okay, what do you see in the NFL today that you saw that you didn't see a lot over the last 10 years? Three tight ends, two tight ends. And the two tight ends, they use them almost like a receiver and a blocker.
Well, when the Rams had injuries.
They got three.
When the Rams had injuries to their receivers, look how smart McVay is. He decided to use that three tight end set.
13 personnel.
And they burned us. And all of a sudden, it sounded like a law firm when you name all of these three tight ends. And I was like, look, who are these cats? We couldn't stop them.
Okay, and Green Bay. They use a lot of 13 personnel. Buffalo, a lot of 13 personnel. Okay, you got to get in the trend here and have you more than one big-time pass catcher.
You know how you think the game changes, but at the highest level it never changes? you still, if you can run the ball with the quarterback under the center, not none of that shotgun RPO stuff. You can do that now and then, but when you truly want to win in the trenches, watch like the Lions with that running back and what he does.
It's Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'll tell you, two, three tight ends. I'm telling you, I remember we would go two tight ends, two wideouts, one running back, Dalton Hilliard and Reuben Mays, Hobie Brenner and John Tice. And I'd call two plays in the huddle, check with me. And I'd just go away from the strength. And they would always win in the block. And so I kind of like now it's only second and six or second and five. You know, you're going forward, you're winning in, on the trenches.
And now it's almost flipped now because the tight ends look more like receivers than the tight end.
But think about it. If a tight end is like a receiver, but they can block. And then look who finally showed up. The Atlanta tight end. Look where they drafted him, and the monumental game.
I heard
he
the cash register ring in my ear. Yep. Every catch. What's open in the Tampa 2? Really, the middle of the field?
Oh, yeah.
The tight end.
Yeah, down the middle.
So, listen, you got to give Zach Robinson a lot of credit for that and pumping the ball to Kyle Pitts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.